You'll never hear me talk about one day getting out. Why put a new address on the same old loneliness? Everybody knows where that is. We built that house of his, and when he's not home, someone else we know always is. If heaven's really coming back, hope it has a heart attack when they see how dangerous it is for a guy like that. And the night is always known when it's time to get going, when it's really been so long that it starts showing. It's always how that goes. Always almost tells me the secret, and how there's really no difference in who he
folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard MJ Lenderman with their track Just Be Simple, really digging that one. Before that, we heard Parcels, Leave Your Love, No Spaces. If you put a space in a parcel song title, I swear I won't be happy. Anyway, and then right at the top, we heard Wolfpack with Big Dipper off of their new record, Clarity of Cal. Folks, thank you so much for listening to my program. We really appreciate it. We have so much fun putting this together. Without this show, I would be so lost for what is new and happening in the music world, in the indie, alt, rock, pop world, whatever you want to call it. This keeps me honest, keeps me on track. I'm very happy to be able to do this with you every week. And if you also feel this gladness, this warmth in your heart, please do consider donating to CFRC. We're always hoping to update our equipment, get new programs on the air, get more live shows, concerts, activities, getting more involved in the community. All of these these things just to expand our station, make it better serve the people of Kingston and the surrounding areas, wherever our airwaves deign to reach. It really means a lot to us, really helps us out. Every year we rely on these donations. CFRC.ca/donate. Tons of great prizes, raffle tickets, all sorts of stuff to pay you back for paying us back. And we're just paying each other back, folks. It's reciprocal. It's an Ouroboros of love and tenderness in these cold winter months. So just consider this if you would humor me. Anyway, folks, we've got This Is Lorelei coming up. SF and GG is the song. So let's just dive in.
Yeah.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard At the Same Time by Absolute Losers, before that Mad Iris with their track Poor Baby, and right at the top, This is Lorelei with SF and GG. Folks, it's time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where I talk about a Mound Goat song for longer than the Mound Goat song runs. And this week, we are continuing our odyssey through This Fire across from Peter Balkan, the brand new record by the Mountain Goats. We are on to track 5, is it? No, we're all the way at track 6, folks. It's called Peru. Now, I know I can hear you in the background. You're saying, but Dean, this is a whole album about three men trying to survive on a deserted island. There can't be any geography at all, certainly. I know John Darnielle loves geography so much. How can he possibly title something Peru? Well, that's because this is about Peter Balkan, the captain, babbling about the flowers of Peru and how beautiful they are. These flowers in every chorus return. They've been around for about a million years. They always come back new. They never fail to grow back new, I should say, after dying every winter. They are resilient. They are there forever. They are gorgeous and beautiful and at one with their surroundings in a way that these men on this desolate beach are not. They do not belong here in the exact opposite way that those flowers are destined, required to be in these valleys and canyons of Peru. We also get some more hints in this track that Peter might not be he might be a little cracked in the head, seeing as he literally got cracked in the head. He was already talking when the narrator arises. Peter's just sermonizing to no one in the morning, talking about these flowers that he saw once that the narrator doesn't even know if they are real. He says, like the flowers you may have imagined in Peru. These flowers, again, are like, if they symbolize hope for these people, it is a gorgeous song. And I've seen a lot of like fans talk about how like lovely and calming and serene this song is. And yes, it is, because they're reflecting on like this beauty and this hope that like of this undying flower that they want to inhabit. But the flower is in Peru. The flower is so far, so distant from where they are, this distant, bleak, just tiny dim flicker of hope still in these men's hearts as they, reflect on the beautiful things that they've seen and that they hope to see again. This is Peru by the Mountain Goats.
Never fail to come back new in the cracks down in the canyon. Indians in Peru.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard West Lodge with their track Winds. Before that, we heard Eliza Namy with DMBF. And right at the top, we heard the Mountain Goats with their song Peru off of Through This Fire Across from Peter Balkan, their new record. Folks, we've got some more terrible news. Sloppification will continue until morale improves. So we definitely talked about this previously in the year, but in July, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard removed all of their music from Spotify in protest of the company investing in a military technology company called Helsing, among other sort of appalling business decisions. And of course, the ever-present screwing over of artists that takes place on that platform daily, hourly, secondly. Spotify has been King Gizzardless. King Gizzard sold tons and tons of music on Bandcamp right after that. Good for them. But this was not a happy ending that we were hoping for, because an AI version of King Gizzard has been amassing tens of thousands of listens on Spotify. It has since been taken down, but over the months, this fake band called King Lizard Wizard that used AI album art, used song titles, similar chord progressions, identical lyrics to existing King Gizzard songs, was on Spotify and just collecting, you know, money for these people. And like, if Spotify was going to be serious about content moderation whatsoever, you would assume they would be serious about it for people who have severed business ties with them over disagreements, and Spotify would be horrified to appear as though they are still trying to exploit and make money off of a band that wants nothing to do with them, and using like doing so in the most like blatant, hateful, disingenuous way possible. But of course, that's exactly what happened. It's really humiliating for just everyone involved. Stu McKenzie, the frontman of King Gizzard, said he was trying to see the irony in the situation, but seriously, WTF, we are truly doomed. I certainly hope that we are not doomed. I hope he's wrong. But if you look back at history and all of the times we've come up with a technology that has actively made our lives worse, how many times did we abandon that technology? It's not an even playing field. But, that's how the cookie crumbles. At least the stuff is off Spotify now. All the best to my Australian brothers down there, King Gizzard. And let's just keep on keeping on, folks. We've got some Squid coming up next. This is called Building 650. Here we go.
listeners enough. The flame could melt almost anything. A shopping mall, some kerosene. I light the shoes, 'cause I've seen everything. Like a murderer, saying lonely things. A flame.
Hello, folks, and thank you so much for hanging out with us this lovely Tuesday morning right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Palace with their track Greyhound. Before that, we heard Clothesline from Hell with Truest Sound. And right at the top, Squid with their song Building 650. We're just going to leave you with some Sam Fender. This has been a song that's really been blowing up. It's called The Treadmill. And then after that, we've got some new Yumi Zuma. That track is called 95. After My Favorite Highway. Folks, thanks so much for listening. Do check out cfrc.ca/donate if you'd like to chip in for our annual funding drive. It would mean the world to us. And we'll talk to you next Tuesday, folks. Have a great one.
privacy. I'm afraid about my privacy. Can't get me anything bigger than a sample size. Wind up winch legs. It's April. Next stop, Bernini Island. Perhaps someday, even this. Such a short distance. You know. Let me grow, and you will see the fruit.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from Sean Bokenkamp, a.k.a. Caesar Schiff's new album, Who in the What? Caesar Schiff reaches into the sonic sack and pulls out new combinations of the influences they're under to produce an 11-track debut album boasting an authentic indie garage DIY feel through self-recording on a Tascam Porta studio. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Who in the What on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Potential here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.